I'm your host, Dr. Maeve Barry. I am especially excited for today's episode because we will only be talking about music theory. In order to help you study for large comprehensive music exams, I'm going to take a couple of our Friday episodes to end the week to review some music theory topics. Following along chronologically in our learning, it only felt right to spend today's short episode talking about church modes. In our last episode, we spent some time talking about Gregorian chant, a form of Western plain chant used in the church. Today, we are going to explore how the melodies of these chants can change. A few episodes ago, I mentioned a concept called church modes. However, during that episode, we took a few minutes to learn more about the different octave series that were created by ancient Greek music theory philosophers. In a sense, we are still talking about the same scales, but their names have been changed around and are typically what we refer to when we are speaking about modes. There is another Greek scholar and theorist that I have been remiss in mentioning. His name is Boethius. He was around in the 6th century and was responsible for translating important works from Greek into Latin. He also wrote a famous text called De Institutione Musica, of which theorists centuries later depended on to help explain modes. The way that church modes were recognized and used until the 17th century was similar to the pairings that we heard about last episode. There were four pairs of modes, with their building point beginning on the pitch D this time. A few hundred years later, a Swiss theorist named Henricus Glarinus wrote a text called Dodecachordon, which added four more modes to that list. It wasn't until the late 18th century and early 19th centuries that modes became what we now know today as our modern church modes. Let's dive into these seven modes. For the sake of continuity, I will be referring to the differences among these modes as major versus minor bass modes, as well as denoting modified scale degrees with raised or sharp, or lowered or flat. The two modes that we know most well are Ionian and Aeolian. These, respectively, are our major and natural minor scales. A way to look at modes in general is to really base the changes of each mode off of what is going on in these two modes. Ionian mode sounds like this. While Aeolian mode sounds like this. Ionian, as we just discovered, is the basis of our major scale. When we are talking about the order of modes, this is our first mode, and it starts on the pitch C. In addition to this major-based mode, there are two modes that can also be built from this mode. They are Lydian, which begins on the pitch F, and Mixolydian, which begins on the pitch G. The Lydian mode, which sounds like this, contains a raised or sharp fourth scale degree. The Mixolydian mode, which sounds like this, begins just like our major scale, but negates the leading tone, or the seventh pitch, in our scale, making it a lowered or flattened seventh scale degree. Here's what all of those sound like again in succession. Ionian, Lydian, and Mixolydian. The minor based modes take shape from the Aeolian mode, which again sounds like this. The two minor bass modes are called Phrygian, which begins on the pitch E, and Dorian, which begins on the pitch D. The Phrygian mode, which sounds like this, contains a half step right at the beginning of the mode, which lowers or flattens scale degree 2. The Dorian mode, which sounds like this, has a raised or sharp sixth scale degree. Here is what all of those modes sound like again in succession. Aeolian, Phrygian, and Dorian. Now, you might be counting on your fingers and might be thinking that we've only talked about six modes, and you're right. There is a seventh mode that is the least frequently used mode of all seven. It is called the Locrian mode, and it begins on the pitch B natural. It sounds like this. You'll notice that it doesn't necessarily have a specific color toward major or minor, so I'm not denoting that as a feature of this mode. This mode is best described by its components, so I will be addressing it by half and whole steps. Spelling out the mode in this way gives us half, whole, whole, half, whole, whole, whole. Do you remember the only other mode that starts off with a half step? It's Phrygian. The half, whole step pattern is different from that point, but if you need a way to remember this cool mode, that could be of some help. These modes are important for many things: singing Gregorian chants, analyzing both old and new music, and much more. Nowadays, when we go to sing Gregorian chant, some editions won't even mention what mode is being sung. And sometimes we don't even really need to care because it's in modern notation and it has the key signature. So it's pretty simple to find out from that information. However, if you are presented with a piece of music in Solesmus notation, like we talked about in our previous episode, something might be written above that says mode 2 or mode 3 with Roman numerals next to the word mode. Since this was an early 20th century practice, the number of the mode lines up with the modes we know now. If you were keeping up with all of the aforementioned modes' starting pitches, you might know their order. But I will mention the order now from 1 to 7 before we end today's lesson. Ionian number 1, beginning on C, Dorian number 2, Phrygian 3, Lydian 4, Mixolydian 5, Aeolian 6, and Locrian 7. In our next episode, we will begin to talk about parts of the Mass and how Gregorian chant fits into that, as well as helps expand repertoire to more than just monophony. Join me next time on Between the Bar Lines.